You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Funk Friday live in Kennesaw at Twin Peaks. Final hour for us. Thanks to all the listeners who have stopped by and said what's up. Again, you have an hour to do so. If you want to stop by and say hi, we'll give you a shout-out on the radio. Simple as that. A lot to get to here in the final hour as we want to get back into the big story of the day. Of course, last night didn't go great for the Braves. Three hits, no runs, and very, very frustrating as they had an opportunity twice to take the series against the Mets, and they couldn't do it. Phillies are in town tonight, and it would be great to be able to win that series as well. So we'll get into that. Asa Newell, first-round draft pick of the Atlanta Hawks, Georgia Bulldog, Atlanta native, and then obviously moved to Florida and went to high school and all that, but grew up a Hawks fan. He's going to join us in about 20 minutes as well. First opportunity to talk to him as the newest member of the Atlanta Hawks. And then we'll get to an AMA at 1:40 to wrap things up. Any question, any topic, the phone lines will be open. Text us or tweet us. Also, you stop by in person, you can ask us an AMA question in person, and we'll say it on the radio and give you a shout-out as well.
Are you a, like, leave your window cracked open if you're going to be somewhere for a while and you don't want a car to be, like, 1,000 degrees when you get back?
I haven't done that. If my dog's in there.
Right.
But I'm only doing that for, like, 2 minutes when I go into the gas station.
No, you're not running in for...
So leave me alone, PETA.
So, obviously, we talked about I went to a movie yesterday. There's no shade in the parking lot where I park, so I can't park in shade and try and keep my car cool. So I left my windows cracked.
You ever done one of those things in the windshield?
Yeah, I don't think they work.
Like the
I don't think they work.
You unfold the thing. My Grammy was. Oh, you have one?
I don't think they work.
Interesting.
I don't think they work. I don't think
Bo says they work.
I know. I probably just have like the lowest quality one that doesn't work.
Well, if you think if it's shade, I mean, it's literally what you were just.
It's
talking
a reflector.
About.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know you were so staunchly anti.
Yeah.
You never know what you're going to stumble into when you bring a topic
anyways,
up with Abe.
I didn't know.
What did they do to you? Did they? Anyway, you go
they
ahead.
They didn't keep my car cold.
You tried them?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know it was going to rain yesterday.
Oh, yeah. It got nasty out there.
Yeah. And I was hopeful. Like, it's like, oh, I cracked it enough to get some wind flow, but like, you know. They're open a little bit.
But it rained hard.
I came back, and the inside of my car was soaked.
I bet it was.
And so, and then I just sat down like a sponge. It just, my whole pants were.
Just wet butt, soggy butt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's not, nobody likes that.
I never cracked my window. Yesterday was the first day in 5 years.
And last.
Since I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't worth it. I would have rather just walked into a car.
Well,
which,
yeah, here's the thing. It also wasn't going to keep it that cool. You know, had it not rained, it wasn't going to do that.
I think it helps. I think it helps a fair amount.
A little bit, but like, you know, you turn the air on and get it going for 2 seconds. It's good. You know what I mean? No, it got nasty last night. I always, because I follow Ella Dorsey on Twitter. great follow for all your weather needs. But she had this graphic that was like, all right, here it comes. And you could see the storm coming in from the northeast. And it kind of had like a timeline on it. It was like, all right, at this time it'll be here, this time it'll be here. We were meeting my mom's brother to get some Mexican food at Taco Prado in Mableton.
Okay.
Recommend. Very good. I got the Chicken Burrito Supreme. Delicious. So if you're out in the Mableton area, Taco Prado was very, very good yesterday. But it rained so hard, we had to wait like half an hour because the car was in the back of the parking lot. I didn't want to get everybody soaked. So we just hung out. They didn't mind. The kids were crazy, swinging on railings and all that. Didn't seem to bother anybody, which was fine. But, yeah, shout out to Taco Prado. Delicious Mexican food out there in Mableton.
Now, it's... sounds like you made everyone wait because one of y'all wasn't willing to take the hit.
No, and ultimately that's what ended up happening. I ran to the car and got
one of you's got to go
and got it up there. But I mean, it was really bad.
It hailed at different parts of Atlanta. I know there was hail.
I know various locations on the south side had like serious damage, wind damage from some.
There
of
a couple trees down
through.
In Dunwoody. I saw.
Yeah, you know what? So just be safe out there. Hopefully everybody's okay. How was the movie?
The movie, I went and saw F1. It just came out yesterday. It was really, really good. I very much enjoyed my time in the movie theater. It did something to me that I don't think a movie has done in a while. And I think a lot of people probably got the similar feeling. Like, the most common movie I can think of that people would have felt this way would have been, like, Rocky.
Oh, you were, like, inspired?
No, well, not from that perspective, but, like, it's been a while since I was in a movie actively, like, rooting for the storyline and rooting for the characters they want you to root for.
Okay.
Like, I was actively, almost anxious to see what the race was, what was going to happen in the race and how they were going to result and all that stuff. Like, it's a lot of bite. Like, this movie was a lot of buy-in to the characters.
You were on the edge of your seat.
Not even that, but like, it just wanted things to go well for Brad Pitt and his you know teammate in the races. That doesn't happen to me in a lot of movies.
That's how I felt when I saw Encanto for the first time.
Can't speak on it.
I really wanted Maribel to be able to realize her potential, even without the powers that the rest of her family inherited from whatever magic spirit that they had gotten them from. And she did. She did. Spoiler alert. It was a happy ending. It turned out bringing the family together was actually, like, self-reflection was actually her superpower all along. So.
Well, I won't give any spoilers outside to say I thought it was very good. I texted, because I was talking with Sandra about it a little bit yesterday. I texted Mike Bell as well. Obviously, he's a huge F1 guy. I say, hey, after you see it, let me know your thoughts. I think he's going to see it today. So I'm looking forward to hearing from, he'll probably just ignore me.
I forgot to text you how I felt about that movie.
If he does remember to text me, and he might be listening on his way in,
he's probably F1-ing his way into the
studio
right now.
I'm very interested in how he thinks the races, how it portrayed the races and some of that stuff, and his general thoughts on the movie as such a big F1 fan as Mike Bell is.
Good. Glad to hear that the movie was good. All right, let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Well, that's Brian Snitker just from a few days back talking about Bryce Elder, who is on the mound tonight for the Braves as they get set to take on the Phillies in game one of a 3-game series over the weekend. Look, obviously the final two games against the Mets didn't go the way that you wanted them to. Not super surprised about Wednesday's game, given the 20-year-old on the mound. But yesterday was pretty disappointing, given that Grant Holmes did have a nice start, got you to the bullpen only giving up 2 runs, and the Mets starter got hurt early in the game, and you got into their bullpen, which is a real opportunity to take advantage of them. They didn't do it. In fact, they got 1 hit off the bullpen in the final 5-plus innings in the game. And, you know, it's not super surprising at this point to see the Braves' offense have a performance like that. They hadn't had one quite like that in a while, but just, as soon as maybe you kind of start feeling good about the way they're playing against the Mets or Acuña at the top of the lineup or this or that, They have a game like yesterday to remind you that they still very much are that team.
Yeah, and I don't want to misquote the stat. I think I'd seen it on one of these TVs. There's a bunch of TVs here at Twin Peaks, and I keep my eye on them. I think one of them had a stat about Ronald Acuña against the Mets, and it was like 1-for-13 with a bunch of walks, obviously. And
after the home run.
It must have been.
He hit the home run in game one, and then it wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't great after that.
So I guess the last three games against the Mets, maybe 1-for-13.
Yeah.
And if he's not going to do it, and we've talked about it earlier in the show, you kind of can rely a little bit on Matt Olson right now, but Ozuna's not what he was pre-injury. Riley is hit or miss.
Yeah.
Literally, figuratively, and then you get into some of the other guys who are supposed to be helping carrying this team, Ozzie Albies and Michael Harris, and they're just not. Sean Murphy's been, as you mentioned, dreadful. Drake Baldwin is kind of some hot swings, some cold swings. He hit a home run the other day, but he had been on a real rough tear for a little bit of a stretch after being incredibly hot. Coming up, and so he'll probably come and go in waves as well. There's just not a lot of scare up and down the lineup.
No.
And when you're an offense like the Mets, who feels like, man, two might be enough, it's easy to win games when two runs is enough to secure it.
Yeah, I mean, just think about it from a viewer, like general fan standpoint. It wasn't that long ago where you had to pick and choose your spots when the Braves were up at bat to, you know, if you had something else to do or to take your eyes off the TV. Right now, the only guys I'm, like, dying to watch hit are Ronald Acuña and Matt Olson. You get past those guys, especially when you get to the bottom of the lineup. Like, it's just it's surprising to me when they do something positive as opposed to when they go the other
way. Can I be honest? Last night, and I know I have four TVs, but they weren't all on yesterday, and I just – all right, the remote was out of reach, okay? The remotes for the other three TVs were out of reach. I had one remote.
It's one of the best things about having kids. It's like, hey, go get that for me.
Chipper hasn't learned yet.
And when they listen, which isn't always,
it's did you give
really
them
wonderful.
A treat like I would with Chipper?
Oh, there's definitely some bribing. Yeah. There's definitely bribing that happens in the Bunker household.
But the remotes for the other TVs were out of reach. I wasn't going to move because I wasn't. And Acuña and Olson came to bat, and I changed channels to the U.S. women's soccer team. And because of what you're suggesting, well, those two guys are gone.
Yeah,
and
I'll check back in about 45 minutes.
I mean, that's honestly the confidence level of what the batting order for the Braves is, three through nine. Pardon me. I mean, we don't need to sit and watch the third out of the first inning. Once those first two have come and gone, inning over.
Yeah, it's a shame. I mean, look, hopefully they can do the specific things they need to do in this series to beat the Phillies. Obviously, that means good starting pitching. It means Ronald Acuña and Matt Olson doing their job, and maybe you get a little bit of help otherwise. But it's tough. It's tough. They're a very flawed team, especially the lineup, and it continues to show up over and over again, as it did last night. All right, we're going to take a break. We will come back, and Hawks first-round draft pick Asa Newell is going to join us, obviously a Georgia Bulldog, local kid, grew up a Hawks fan. Looking forward to this conversation. Lots to talk about with Asa Newell after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here, broadcasting live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw, 20 minutes away from an AMA, so get your questions ready. But we've been looking forward to asking this guy questions really since the first round of the NBA draft. We found out we were going to have him on the show today. Asa Newell, first-round pick of the Atlanta Hawks, Georgia Bulldog as well. Asa, first and foremost, man, congratulations. Thanks for the time today.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we'll get into all the, you know, the history and the excitement of what's to come and all of that, but just take us back to draft night. Tell me what it's like to hear the commissioner call your name.
I mean, it's a lifelong dream that you've been working so hard to do, and, you know, just hearing Adam Silver call your name and walking up on that stage, grabbing the hat, it was just a surreal experience.
What was the communication like between the organization and yourself before the draft? What kind of went through your mind as 13 was approaching and then they no longer had that pick? And then ultimately what went through your mind at 23 when you were still there and then you heard that being the connection?
Yeah, I mean, it was an eventful night for sure. But, you know, I went into it having faith in God and, you know, I had a really strong feeling that I was going to go to the Hawks, you know, whatever pick they had, you know, 13, 23. But, you know, the communication was pretty good. I felt like, you know, after my workout and the interview process and the pre-draft was really good. And, you know, I just had a really good feeling about it.
What's the night like? Like, you got to experience something that almost nobody in the world ever gets to go through. And I know that you're there with folks that you played with in some circumstances, guys that you know kind of coming up through AAU and all of that. You're just surrounded by all of these people whose dreams are about to come true, like you said. Like, what's the energy like amongst the other guys on draft night?
Man, it's super good. You know, it's something that nobody really gets to experience, just like you said. But, you know, you got some nerves, you got excitement, you got, you know, cats are trying to play it cool, like nothing affects them, and you know, it's just, it's super fun. And, you know, it's a long day. You have a bunch of meetings and, you know, having lunches with, you know, the commissioner. But, you know, it's overall, you know, a great night that I'll be able to look back on and be extremely happy about.
I think it's always such an impressive step to be able to go from high school, 1 year college, and into the NBA. You obviously chose Georgia. You played in the SEC this year, which was by far and away the most impressive basketball conference I've seen in a long time. How do you think being at Georgia and playing against SEC competition, a lot of them getting drafted alongside yourself the other night, prepares you for the league?
Yeah, I mean, the SEC is the you know, the best league, and it has been for, you know, a long time. But, you know, Georgia prepared me, being a professional before a professional, Coach White, Coach Harden, Coach Lee, you know, very important pieces in my basketball development. And, you know, just going throughout, you know, different matchups and different different practices and films, they all played a key part.
Georgia Bulldog, now Atlanta Hawk, Asa Newell joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. And that wasn't the first time you played with great players. Like, obviously, talented players play with other talented guys coming up. Not everybody gets to play on a high school team with yourself, Liam McNeely, Derek Queen, and Cooper Flagg, though. Like, that's crazy. I read that you guys won every game by an average of 34, which is not surprising. What was the closest one? Like, was there any game that was a scare where you guys had to really, like, bear down in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, Arizona Compass and the Tripoli Nationals in the playoffs. That was a pretty close game in the first half. And, you know, they're being a really defensive-minded team, getting steals, running out in transition. We had to really lock in and, you know, not lose again. The Columbus game.
How much you went
against,
by?
I think we won by, like, 20. We kind of started running off in the fourth quarter. Don't quote me on that. I'm not sure, though, but I know we won by, you know, a fair amount.
Fair enough. If that group all had just taken the next step and gone to college together, you guys think you would have won the national title?
I mean, we would have had a really good chance to. You know, there's a lot of great players and great teams in college, but I feel like we would have had a fair shot.
Moving back to joining the Atlanta Hawks, I know it's only been a couple of days now, but has anyone discussed with you what they envision your role and development for this rookie season?
Yeah, not yet, but, you know, I just got here yesterday. We're going to have those conversations, but I know that I got to put on size, you know, just grow into my grown man body, and, you know, I just can't wait to get to work, you know, sometime, you know, this week or next week.
Loved hearing the story about growing up a Hawks fan and having a Kyle Korver jersey. Maybe some folks listening right now haven't heard it. Tell us about that. Tell us about your fanhood with the Hawks, maybe Korver specifically.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up watching the Hawks, always being a Hawks fan, had a Hawks flag in my room for the longest time. I think at that time, it was like the colors were, you know, black, red, and, you know, I think a highlighter yellow, highlighter green color scheme.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, those were the toughest jerseys out. And, you know, Kyle Korver, he was someone who I like to watch and, you know, always voted for. You know, when the All-Star game came around, he's one of the guys that I really wanted to shoot like. He got me into three-point shooting, and, you know, just seeing him get hot and you couldn't cool him down. It was super fun to watch.
Asa, earlier today at your press conference, you said you feel like you're in a Disney movie. What is your favorite Disney film, and which character do you relate the most to?
Disney film. I think Cars is Disney, right? Yeah, Cars. I mean,
yeah, Pixar.
I grew up.
Pixar, but close enough. Close enough.
Yeah, Pixar's close enough. But, I mean, you know, I love Lightning McQueen growing up. Yeah. So, I mean, I say him.
I am Speed. Well done.
You know it.
Lightning McQueen could be a good nickname for Asa Newell. Now, you're not the first. Asa Newell, by the way, joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Georgia Bulldog, Atlanta Hawk first-round draft pick the other night. Not the first Georgia Bulldog taken in the first round by a local team this year. Jalen Walker selected by the Falcons. I don't know if there's a relationship there or anything like that, but maybe you've heard from him since the draft or other people at UGA to congratulate you?
Oh, yeah, 100%. You know, after the draft, he followed me on Instagram, and, you know, I know we're going to connect sometime. I feel like that would be super cool. And my brother knows him pretty well, Jaden Newell. He's also on the basketball team. And, yeah, I mean, UGA has a lot of great fans, and the support has been great.
Asa, I am a degenerate. I will come up with any excuse. And so will we see you at Summer League? Because I will be tuning in. If that's the case.
Yes, sir, that's the plan.
All right.
What color was that suit the other night? I couldn't tell specifically from pictures.
Yeah, it was a really nice satin, lavender, iridescent light.
Okay. It looked good. It looked good.
Yes,
let me ask you one final question. Would you? Because we've seen a lot, obviously, we watch you play at Georgia. We've been looking at a lot of videos and highlights the last couple of days as well. A lot of dunks, a lot of block shots. Would you rather posterize a guy or block a dunk at the rim?
Oh, man, got to go with the posterize. I've had my fair share of blocks, and they don't get, you know, as much love as they should. So I'm definitely going to try to put it on someone's head.
Yeah, and last one here, Asa. When you think of yourself, like, what's your personal scouting report in terms of what you think you'll have success at the NBA level? What maybe you specifically want to work on as you grow into your rookie season?
Yeah, I mean, I'll just say he's a terrific athlete getting to the rim. He shoots a high percentage at the rim, so you got to keep him out the paint, keep him off the offensive glass. You're going to have to box him out. Someone who plays with a lot of energy, likes to play in transition, running the rim, and, you know, he's, you know, a good shoot point, a three-point shooter out of space the floor, so you can't let him get hot.
And you're always – yep, go ahead, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, nah, and I was going to say, you know, things I got to work on is just, you know, being more consistent in my three-point shooting ability, getting stronger in the weight room, and, you know, just ball handling skills.
Yeah, and you talked about running the rim there. Obviously, Trae Young is a guy that likes to feed his bigs who are headed in that direction. How excited are you to play with the Atlanta Hawks superstar?
Yeah, I mean, I'm super thrilled. Going into draft night, you know, I was just praying that, you know, I was going to be around a great team, a great organization, but ultimately being around a really good guard. And, you know, I was just blessed with Trae. And, you know, I got to meet him today. And, you know, he called me on draft night, congratulating me, welcoming me to Atlanta. And, you know, I feel like we're going to complement each other's game a lot.
Asa, congratulations again, man. I know it is a dream come true, and we're all rooting for you. Thanks so much for the time today.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Asa Newell there, newest member of the Atlanta Hawks, Georgia Bulldog, fan of Cars the movie, which I am as well. Lightning McQueen, fantastic. And great stuff. Really, really looking forward to seeing him play. I love all the details of the night because it has to be such a whirlwind, right? Like, you've been working towards that for a very long time. You get there. I like how he said some people try to play it cool. Didn't sound like he was one of those, which is great because why would you? You've never been there before. It is a pretty unique moment. And then just to have all of the emotion and excitement of hearing Adam Silver call your name and walk across the stage. It sucks you have to put on the hat of the wrong team. Hopefully we'll get that fixed at some point in the near future with the NBA. But very, very cool. Good to hear from Asa Newell.
It was. He's excited. I'm super excited. And, like, I had to get the Summer League question in because I just need to know. Like, I do watch that quite a bit.
I would be surprised if he didn't. Like, obviously, he said he was going to.
I just wanted to know going in. Yeah. Like, I got to look at the schedule and start to block days off. You know what I mean?
Oh, right. You got to make sure.
I watch a lot of Summer League, dude.
No. I find that easy to believe.
Yeah.
It's the blocking it off that I don't know. Like, what do you got going?
I might have to wake up early and run in the morning because the Hawks have a 3 p.m. tip, and I can't run in the afternoon.
Okay.
You never know.
All right. Thinking about the schedule. All right. We'll come back and get to an AMA to wrap things up. Any question, any topic, the phone lines are open at 404-726-0929. Text us or tweet us as well, but we'd really love to hear from you. We got a bunch of phone lines. Get on hold. You can ask us a question next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA every single day to close out the show. Final hour of the show, as always, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Thanks again to Asa Newell for spending some time with us here, as I'm sure the last couple days of his life have just been an absolute whirlwind. You fly to Brooklyn, you have no idea where you're about to move. There's 30 different places in the country where you could be about to move. Obviously, being from here helps. Where would be the one place you would least like to live? I'm not talking about organization, but if you're about to get drafted into the NBA, what's the one city where you're like, please God, no?
I am not a fan of New York City for what New York City is as, like, a regular person. Like,
and you'd be a millionaire.
Yeah, and that's what I was just about to say. If I had money, maybe it's a different discussion. But New York City, it's too big for me. Too much going on in New York City. But it is New York City, and you can live in the city. It's a different story. I don't want to live in Newark.
You'd be a millionaire.
Yeah.
You could live anywhere you want. I mean, the answer's Sacramento, right? Or Charlotte.
Well, I was going to say Oklahoma City to make you feel better, but...
Yeah, that's good, too. There's like, three really good answers.
That's where I was heading with that.
There's three really good answers. Like, those are definitely the three. But anyway, if you missed our conversation with Asa Newell, the podcast will be available either at 929thegame.com, the Andy and Randy page, or on our podcast page. Download the Odyssey app. You can get every single minute of Andy and Randy every single day, or you can just rewind back to 120 when Asa Newell joined the show as well. So thanks again to him for taking some time and hanging out with us. All right, let's start with Tababi, who's in Atlanta. Hello, Tababi.
Hey, guys. Hope you both have a great weekend. My question is, you can coach any team in any sport for like one era or year, all time, who would it be? And then you can coach any team, any sport from today. What team are you going to choose to be the coach of?
Wow, that's a fun one. I would like to be, and I don't even need to be the head coach. I just want to be on the coaching staff of those Miami Hurricanes teams. Give me like the late 90s, early 2000s.
I was going to say like the 01 squads.
Yeah. Yeah, that era. And I don't want to be the head coach because I don't know how to do that. They wouldn't have won. Like, we wouldn't have won the national championship if I was the head coach. But just make me somebody. Like, let me be like a quality control guy, and I can help out here and there. But on that staff, to be up close with that stuff, if I could coach a team currently, man, that's a tough one. Goodness gracious. I'll take the I'll take the Warriors so I can coach the end of the Steph Curry era, the Steph Curry final few years of his career. Again, I don't want to be the head coach. I'll just sit on the end of the bench and, like, grab the clipboard when Steve Kerr needs it.
Hand out towels?
Yeah, I'm a towel guy.
If I could coach slash manage, because I'm going to go baseball here, give me the Braves that have Maddux, Glavine, and Smoltz.
That would have been fun.
I can figure that out from there. Start with those three, and I can figure it out. They only won one, so I can't be much
worse.
So
the bar's not that
high for you. I'm only one away already.
Right.
If I were going to coach a team now, I'm trying to think if there's anyone like in the soccer world like trying to go obscure.
Oh, yeah, but, like, that'd be fun. Atlanta United.
Also can't be much worse.
Can't be much worse.
Also can't. And not that that's Ronnie Dial's fault. That's a different discussion. Right. I'd probably try and coach the transition of the Lakers from LeBron to Luka.
Okay.
Like being the paths of both of their greatness for a little bit. We're not going to win with me as head coach, but it'd be cool for me.
All right. Tinker, who's not here, by the way. He normally is, but he's not. He's somewhere in Kennesaw. What's up, Tink?
Wow. No, actually, I'm in Buckhead right now. All my calls are in Buckhead.
What's going on?
Almighty. I'm tore up about it because you done said Abe was handing out free hugs. I was going to get me a big sloppy one, but couldn't show up. But I guess I'll have to take a rain check. And just tell him, you know, sit on his lap here in a few more months and tell him what I want for Christmas.
Jeez.
But I guess my question is, hey, Abe,
yes.
How forward are you going to be looking to Halloween this year, knowing that we're not going to let the whole Pete Rose thing go? Hey, y'all have a good one.
I'm not.
Thanks, Tinker.
I'm not looking forward at all. And so you can do what you want. First off, like, no offense to anyone who wants to have fun in whatever manner they want to have fun. I'm probably beyond, without any kids, like, I'm not dressing up for Halloween.
Fair
as
enough.
I will then be 40-year-old, probably still single gentleman. I'm not dressing
hey,
up
man,
for
you
Halloween.
You never know. You got date number three coming up.
Yeah.
What if it's a couples thing?
It won't be Pete Rose and Tommy Lasorda. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what are we doing here?
Pete Rose and some sports
we'll go
as book?
Mario and Peaches or something. Like, it's not going to be a Pete Rose-centered.
True.
But it's just Pete Rose versus
I know, but
Bud Selig.
But you were just saying you weren't dressing up for Halloween at all.
Probably not.
And I was saying, but what, you know, what if things progress? It's June. That's a lot of time between now and October. If things go good, maybe you'll get to October and it'll be like, hey, we should go to this. I got a friend throwing a Halloween party. Will you be a couple's costume with me?
What day is Halloween? I know people don't have to, like, celebrate.
Well, you can have the party
day.
On the Friday.
No,
the
I'm
week
just wondering.
Of.
Ooh, it's a Friday.
There you go.
It's a Friday.
Makes it even better.
If you had to come up with a couple's costume right now, today, what do you think you would go with?
Oh, man.
Man, I try and figure out, like, what movies are coming out, what might be a big thing.
I don't know. Something a little risque, you know?
Oh, okay. I'm a big fan of, like, the pop culture something. Someone that's in the news stories for the wrong reasons.
The only time we've ever gone to a costume party as a couple was the first Halloween we were dating, and it wasn't a couple's costume. I was the brawny man because I had a flannel shirt and a roll of toilet paper. It was like the cheapest costume you could ever, but it worked. And she was Marsha Brady, I think, Marsha Brady. She just parted her hair
like
down
a Paul
middle.
Skeens, Livy Dunn. Couple costume. Like, it's not that difficult to put together, right? Get a jersey and some baseball pants. Obviously, she'd have to be comfortable either with a wig or dyeing hair blonde, or if you're natural blonde, whatever, or like a gymnastics leotard, whatever. Mine? No, I meant just in general.
Okay.
No.
Skip is in the Yammobile. Hello, Skip.
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Doing great, Skip. Good to hear from you.
Okay. Oh, hey, man. Same to you. Look, so I'm fucking into my AMA. I got a braid solution. I got two braid solutions to the hidden problem.
All right.
I think instead of batting practice, trying to hit home runs, I think what the braids need to do in practice is put runners at second and third and just concentrate on line drive. Concentrate on line drive. We know they can hit home runs. And second, what they need to do is have a pitcher just throw sweepers. So you can identify, because you can the hitters can identify a fastball, but somehow they get dumbfounded when it's a sweeper. I just get tired of them striking out. Oh, my God. Down
we're
and
send
in.
Send that over to Snit.
Yeah,
we'll
send it over
we'll
to
send that audio clip over to Snit.
They're back home tonight. He might be on the way.
There's a pretty good chance Snit heard that.
Right now. So,
all right.
Yeah.
So if the problem is solved tonight, then you can thank yourself.
Second and third line drive.
Okay.
Second
what's
and third
the question?
Line drive. Okay, my question is, if you're taking a long trip, let's say from here to Seattle, a 4 or 5 hour trip, and you're not sleeping, what would be your go-to sports movie to watch? If you go from here to Seattle, a 5 hour trip, and you're not sleeping, what would be your go-to sports movie?
All right. I mean, my favorite sports movie of all time is Major League, but I've seen it so many times. Not to say that I wouldn't watch it again, but I'm trying to think is there one on the list that I haven't seen yet? Oh, I've never seen The Legend of Bagger Vance. Is that any good?
Oh, really?
Is that good?
I enjoy it. I think you'll find plenty of people who say it's not good, but I enjoy it.
Okay.
There's probably some things that, like, if they shot that movie now, probably wouldn't be in the movie, but...
Okay. All right. So maybe that one's on the list.
Movies are scared to take chances.
I'll be honest with you. Like, I'm going to watch Happy Gilmore 2 at some point.
Yeah.
On an airplane seems like the right time to do it.
Now, it may not be available on the plane.
Oh, right.
It's
Netflix only.
Though, so you have to
Netflix.
That
maybe
out.
I could, because I have Netflix. Maybe I could. Can you download it and then have it?
Yeah, you can, potentially. I don't know what package, it's part of.
Well, I got the ads.
I know.
So you're probably not allowed to download it.
I'm going to find out. So I'm flying Southwest.
I got poverty Netflix.
I'm flying Southwest next week to New Mexico, and I'm told that they don't necessarily have what I prefer in Delta, the seatback entertainment.
Seatback entertainment on Delta is elite.
So I got to figure out the plan for Southwest.
Okay.
And I'm going to try and download, and I will let you know.
Maybe old school. Maybe a magazine. I used to be a big magazine purchaser at the airport. You get like an ESPN magazine.
They do. I could probably check out
those anymore.
A Hudson Books.
Yeah, go to there. They sell all kinds of stuff.
Well, our friend Mark Raimondi's book on the NWO is now out. Say Hello to the Bad Guys.
All right.
I really do want to read that book. I have not purchased it yet. I was kind of hoping I can, hit up Mark for a free copy. You know what I mean? Radio producer salary.
You got to support your buddy.
I know, but I do want to read. I supported him by telling you the book is out.
Eric is in Marietta. Hello, Eric.
Hey, Andy. What's going on, man?
Hi, Eric. I'm great.
Hey, enjoy y'all show, man. Enjoy y'all show. Listen, I got a question for Abe. I went on a cruise last week. I went on Virgin.
Baby. Okay.
So I just want to know which cruise line do you prefer? I think Virgin done went to the top of my list. I've only been on Royal Caribbean and Carnival, but Virgin, man.
As a family have done almost entirely exclusively Carnival cruises, although they're changing their loyalty policy. Maybe we open it back up.
Yeah, I heard my father-in-law was complaining about that.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I'm going to talk to someone.
Okay.
And at least for me, we're going to get this taken care of.
Yeah, he was saying no more free desserts.
I don't think that's true.
That's what he was saying.
There's a couple changes that I'm going to get.
He had some very specific criticisms, and one of them was whatever member level he is.
Oh, he must mean like you can order chocolate, strawberries, and cookies to your room once.
Now there was like some sort of perk that came with his thing. And like the welcome parties are over.
Yeah, the chocolate delight.
Yeah.
So chocolate delight. You get strawberries.
Furious.
Strawberry. Chocolate-covered strawberries and cookies.
He was furious.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to someone because that will not stand.
Okay.
But Virgin, I think, is an adult-only cruise line. I think they have, all of the packages. I could be wrong. I think already come with, the drinking packages and the elevated restaurant experiences that you do pay for on some other cruise lines. I haven't been. I have been on Norwegian. I have been on Royal Caribbean. I think all of them are pretty fun, pretty similar. I think most of them are generally the same. I'm super anti-Disney, again, as a 40-year-old single man. Probably can't go there.
Nah, you'd get arrested even trying to go there.
But also, I don't think Disney has casinos. And like that, part of the reason I'm on the cruise is for the casino.
Sure.
But yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I can't go on Disney.
Andrew and Buckhead, quickly. We got to make it quick, Andrew.
Oh, man. See, I was going to have a couple questions, but it's fine. Everybody wanted to ask about cruises. Whatever. So, who is... Unbelievable. This.
Man, Abe's an expert.
Yeah, well, I mean, come on. They're all the same. It's a boat in water. Worst roommate you ever had is one of the questions. And the second one was, I mean, I might as well save it for next week at this point. I mean, geez.
Yeah, save it for next week. Save it for next week.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll do that.
All right, worst roommate you've ever had. Jack Bunker.
Oof.
Doesn't pay for anything.
Yeah.
Needs help pooping. Hits. Wakes up at 2 o'clock in the morning most nights. Absolute nightmare.
I had a roommate.
Worst roommate I've ever had.
I had a roommate for a while that called me out of the blue. They were in some financial issues, and so I let them stay at my place for free. They then accused me of stalking them and wouldn't leave.
Well, that's even worse than Jack.
Yeah.
Although Jack won't leave either.
And so, yeah, we eventually got him out and then didn't have to go to the authorities about it. So that was the worst one.
I mostly had good ones. And I,
yeah.
It was fun. Like, I really enjoyed – I wouldn't want to do it now. I mean, I guess, again, I have some, but they're all related to me. It was fun having roommates. It was a good time. Like, early 20s, living with – like-minded degenerates.
Oh, yeah.
Always pretty easy to talk you into something. Hey, it's Wednesday, but so what? Let's go get some wings and what else, see what happens. And it was a good – it was really fun.
I did the group house for a while.
I miss the roommate era. All right, let's get to takeaways of the day. Takeaways of the day every single day to wrap up the show. I'm going to start with this one from our guy Asa Newell. Big Lightning McQueen guy. Likes cars and likes Lightning McQueen. Me too.
Yeah, so the funk gets into Abe and comes out of Andy. And
not F1, the same funk, though. It's a, you know.
F1 did something to Abe while he was by himself in the movie theater last night.
He was jacked
I
up.
I actually was by myself. I totally whiffed on the couple's costume. Like, Belichick Jordan Hudson's the way to go. Find a way to make it
if
work.
If you're old...
Just a reminder, we're human beings, not human doings.
That's right. Thank you, Jameis. Everybody have a great weekend. Do a little introspection this weekend. Check in with you. Because if you ain't right within, it's going to be hard to win. Shout out to Lauren Hill. We'll talk to you Monday at 11.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.